In order to celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins are about to have dinner by candlelight at the Oyster Bar of the Bay, one of Sydney's upscale restaurants. After ordering their meal, a sommelier is walking to their table.
I think we're going to spend an unforgettable moment with this promising meal. I must say that yours sounded particularly delicious, honey.
The filet mignon and the grilled sea bass fillet were very tempting, but so was the roulade of pigeon. It was a tough call.
Good evening, madam. Good evening, sir. I'm sorry for interrupting. I am James Witherspoon, the restaurant wine waiter. I have had to keep you waiting for a short while since I was busy advising a quite demanding Russian couple. Do you mind me asking if you have already ordered your meal?
Yes, we've just had.
Perfect. May I ask you what you are going to eat? This is very important to know because it will determine what wine you should choose.
Well, to start with, we are going to have homemade foie gras with berries. Then my husband will have the filet mignon, coming with homegrown vegetables and a bittersweet side salad as the main dish. As far as I'm concerned, I have chosen the roulade of pigeon. Because of this year's corn shortage, I will go for some whole wheat cracker served with an apricot and beetroot salad. For dessert, we've decided to go for the watermelon pie with whipped cream.
Excellent choice. Here is our wine list then.
Thank you so much. May I ask you what you would recommend?
On account of the food you are about to consume, I really recommend red wine. Even though a white Sauterne is the best of choices to go with foie gras. As you can see on the wine menu, we have wines from the world's best winemaking nations. French, Italian, American, Chilean, South African, Australian, Portuguese and Spanish ones. But let me help you determine the best wine to match your meal. First, would you like a domestic or a foreign wine, meaning a new world or an old world wine?
Well, we both think that the French wines are out of price here, owing to high import tariffs. Secondly, our philosophy is when in Rome, do as the Romans do, which means we'd rather have some local wine.
Good. I'm happy to hear that because it's a proven fact that the alcohol consumption in Australia has been changing for the last few years. Our Bureau of Statistics has established that the Australians drink less beer but more wine. But let's get back to the topic in mind. Actually, I have a vineyard in mind. However, I apologise in advance for asking you this, but what is the price range you are ready to invest?
I would say we are ready to invest up to 100 Australian dollars in a wine of exception.
If you say so. I am convinced you should treat yourselves to a 2014 Clyde Park Block D Pinot Noir. It is a highly complex and elegant wine, highlighting a smooth blackberry taste and persistent tannins. You can rest assured that this light to medium bodied wine from the southeastern part of the country will perfectly match the foie gras, the pigeon and the filet mignon, thanks to its spicy taste.
All right, Mr. Witherspoon. We are giving the Clyde Park the green light. But we have a request. Could you please use it as a pre-dinner drink or aperitif?
Absolutely. I will have it ready for you in 15 minutes or so. Time for me to air it.
Thank you so much for all your precious advice, Mr. Witherspoon.